And this is another big news week, including a number of major developments today on Brexit. The European Union is giving the UK another three-month extension beyond Thursday's deadline to come up with a way to leave the EU. Meanwhile, the British Parliament is voting today on whether to say yes to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's proposal of a general election on December 12th. So let's bring in our Brexit correspondent in London, Jeremy Hopson, is there with the Here and Now team. He'll be hosting the show from the BBC later this week. Jeremy, well-positioned. Hi.
Well, you know, Robin, whether it is Brexit or Downton Abbey, you can always count on the Brits for some good drama.
That's true. So start with the extension. I mean, to be clear, does this mean there's no chance of Britain crashing out of the EU this week with, say, no solution to problems like a border for Northern Ireland because of some kind of trigger? I mean, that can't happen, right?
That looks like that is off the table at this point, even though you'll remember that Prime Minister Boris Johnson had said that he'd rather be dead in a ditch than extend the deadline beyond this Thursday. Now, he was required by law to ask the European Union for an extension when he couldn't get his deal for a cleaner Brexit through Parliament fast enough. They granted that extension today, although, Robin, they're calling it a flextension because they say if Britain can get Parliament to agree on an official clean withdrawal bill sooner than the end of January, then the extension could be cut short.
Oh, well, meanwhile, you mentioned Parliament. They're voting today on whether to hold an election in December. How does that fit into all of this?
Right. So basically, Boris Johnson is the leader of the ruling Conservative Party. Now, he could wait to hold an election, but they're looking at the polls and they're saying, well, if we held one now, we'd do very well. The Conservatives would do very well. The Labour Party, meanwhile, is looking at the polls and saying we wouldn't do very well. So they have actually today instructed their members, the Labour leader is Jeremy Corbyn, has instructed members to abstain from the vote today. Boris Johnson would need two-thirds of the parliament to say yes to an election on December 12th. So he is likely to lose this vote today. But the other two smaller parties, the Liberal Democrats and the Scottish National Party, have proposed having an election on December the 9th instead of the 12th. So they may put that on the table this week. And the reason they want to do it on the 9th, by the way, is because students would still be in school on the 9th as opposed to the 12th. And they think that they would get more votes if they did it that way. So that's where we are on that. Yes.
With all of this, what does it feel like there? You reported before primarily on Brexit from London. What does it feel like now?
It feels like a country that is in limbo right now. Not that much, if you look at it, has changed since we were here last year, except that there is a lot more frustration with the government, frustration that there are no easy answers to this. No matter what happens, Robin, half the country is going to feel that it's unfair to them. Mm. Now, Sky News here in the UK, one of the news channels, has had a countdown clock every day on their screen that showed how much time was left until Brexit. They took it off today. But they also, just to give you a sense of the frustration, have an entire channel that shows everything other than Brexit. So if you just have had enough of hearing about Brexit, you can watch this other channel. But we are going to have a lot of really interesting stories this week, Robin. People young and old, left and right. We've got Peter O'Dowd of Here and Now, who's going to be reporting from Berlin to give us a sense of how people in mainland Europe are feeling about all this. And of course, I will be speaking with my 93-year-old grandmother here
in the UK. I want to hear how
she
feels. Here and Now is Jeremy Hopson at the BBC in London. Thank you. Look forward
to it. Thanks, Robin.